When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to Star Wars Hangout,
the best Star Wars hangout in the galaxy. Hey Star Wars fans, welcome back to Star Wars Hangout. I'm Ez.
And I am Lottie.
And friends, we are back with the Ahsoka trailer breakdown, discussion, and predictions. We have a lot to talk about.
Like, give it to me.
A ton. I just want to rant, to go. I have a few questions, things that we're going to be covering throughout this episode, so just bear with me, okay? Like, where is Thrawn? Who is that Inquisitor? Apparently he has a name. The guy with the spinning lightsaber has a freaking name. Where was Baylan Skoll during Order 66? How does he know Anakin? His apprentice Shin, she looks kind of young, right?
I mean,
is she maybe somebody he picked up along the way later on? Is Sabine Force sensitive? Like, what the heck?
That's my biggest question.
It's so crazy. The New Republic connections. Why are they attacking a New Republic ship?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're sitting there, ask yourself that question. Why are they attacking a New Republic ship? It's crazy. These are these guys that just, they're not Jedi, right? They just come out of nowhere and they're attacking the ship. Okay, we're going to get into that. And then possibly some crazy stuff at the end, like Tantalor connections, big theories, big predictions, cameos. I'm predicting episode one, episode two, major cameo, if not big. Yeah, they go big or go home. So, and they are definitely going big. Yeah, so we're going to dive into all that. But first up, before we get into it, we just watched the trailer again and again. We watched different YouTube videos. We've talked about it. We've been excited for the Ahsoka series to come out. It is August 23rd. It's coming out. They're releasing episodes one and two. And that new trailer was wild. I mean, there was cool stuff in the other ones, like the little teasers, but this one just opened up a whole new, I guess it's the Sabine thing that just opens up a whole new, like, bag of worms, space worms. And give me your initial thoughts before I go crazy and people are like, what happened to Lottie? Because I just lost my mind. Sorry. No, you know how I am. I go crazy. So what were your thoughts when you first saw the trailer?
Oh, I'm just pumped. I mean, every trailer has this pump up, you know, feeling, or tries to aim for this pump up feeling, and you're just excited to see everything. And the music is epic.
Oh,
and
yeah, absolutely.
It just all comes down to stopping Thrawn and finding Ezra, right?
Yes. Yes.
And I'm so excited. I mean, it's so special to see all these characters now in live action.
Yeah.
Because you introduced me to Rebels.
I know.
So,
I was telling you, I'm like, okay, remember, like, so almost like a year ago, I was like, this is going to be really important. It's going to be really important that we cover Rebels. We do a Rebels rewatch. We have done that. There's bits and pieces of it on the podcast our lives have been crazy, but we did it and I feel really good about it because you saw, even in this trailer, the connection between Sabine and Kanan.
Yes.
Kanan was like sort of her first master.
Right, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, trained her with the darksaber and all that kind of stuff, and she basically tells Kanan, you suck at this at first. And then, like, it gets better and he you know, she's a different student. You can't train her the same way that you trained Ezra.
Right.
And so on. So pretty cool. And it's actually wild to think that, like, Ahsoka would be Anakin's apprentice and then Sabine would be Ahsoka's apprentice. Like, the
that
line.
What, yeah.
Right? Like, okay. We talk about, like, the line of masters. So you have, like, Count Dooku. And then from Count Dooku, let me go back up. Back up. Yoda. And then Count Dooku, and then Count Dooku trained Qui-Gon Jinn, and then Qui-Gon Jinn trained Obi-Wan, and then Obi-Wan trained Anakin, and then Anakin trained Ahsoka, and then Ahsoka trained Sabine. Get out of here! That's wild! That's an awesome, I just love it.
The question is, what did she train Sabine in?
I know, what is she training Sabine to be? Because Ahsoka is not a Jedi, and that's the big thing we saw. I went back and I showed Lottie, this was probably, a couple weeks ago, I think I showed you the Clone Wars, the little arc where Ahsoka is exiled from the Jedi Order. You remember that? She's on trial,
right.
And there's that girl Barriss Offee who is there,
right.
And she's
that was really cool. Thanks for showing me that, because I felt like that helped me understand her story and with Anakin and the Jedi Order.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it does. Anybody who hasn't seen, or there's a lot of different guides out there right now about episodes to watch in Clone Wars to get right to the Ahsoka stuff. Also, episode guides in terms of like Rebels. Do you have to watch all of it? What do you need to watch? Go look those up if you're interested, because I think they would help people quite a bit to narrow it down to what do you need to see in terms of Ahsoka Tano, you know?
Right.
So, okay. So real quick for me, I obviously was blown away by the trailer, and I think it's freaking phenomenal, and I cannot wait for this show. It's wild. I remember when Ezra Bridger was announced as a character, and Ezra Kirk was like, what? Here I am, this Star Wars fanboy who's just like, is there really a character named Ezra in Star Wars? It was just fantastic. You know, years ago, I told you I wanted to start a blog. I got into like trying to figure out how to start a blog, and I secretly was going to start this blog that just was like, whereisezra.net or something. You know what I mean?
It would have been blown. I mean,
it would go. It would have gone nuts
right now.
You know, I mean, it's just crazy that we're finally coming up to a point where we're gonna like learn the answer to. That question, sort of. I hope maybe it'll be at the end. But you said just a moment ago, though, how do we stop Thrawn?
Right.
And where is Ezra?
Right.
So that's the crazy thing. Just to recap, spoilers, you guys got to watch the end of Rebels. But Ezra takes Thrawn off of the chessboard. That's the biggest thing. You know, you bring Thrawn back. So back when this happened, and Dave Filoni's like, I'm doing Rebels, I'm bringing, guess what, a character named Thrawn.
Yeah,
he was a Legends character that we had seen in the arc. You had been listening to Heir to the Empire, Thrawn's book, like the 91 or 92. Timothy Zahn writes the Heir to the Empire like trilogy, the Thrawn trilogy, and it's awesome. Right?
Yes.
Folks loved it. It was a great arc. It's like he's one of the Grand Admirals. He knows a lot of the, you know, Emperor Palpatine's secret warehouses. He was close with Palpatine. Like, who was this guy? And it's explained, you know, in Legends, there's a different explanation for as to why Thrawn wasn't maybe a bigger player in terms of the battles and what happened, you know, in Return of the Jedi and different things like that. But in canon now, Dave Filoni has basically gone and said Ezra Bridger took him off the map, right? He took him to the unknown region, or he used the Purrgil. By the way, there were Purrgil in this trailer. Did you see that? That there was like this little
I did not.
You didn't see it?
No.
Hold on, let me pull it up here for a second. I'm going to show this to Lottie, because this was really cool. It's just a quick shot. There's like a spaceship that is rolling up towards all you can see is the mouth, and it looks like it could just be a rock. And yeah, it does. But it's got like this slit for a mouth, and you're sort of like, okay, what is that? And if you look closer, and people have kind of zoomed in and done some work on it. But
I mean, people already went nuts when we saw Purrgil in The Mandalorian.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right. Yeah, that was really cool. So, because they were traveling through hyperspace, and then you just see the Purrgil.
They're almost like his symbol, even though he has many. I mean, all the animals.
Ezra.
Lothcat, wolves, the Purrgil.
Right. Because he's connected to them for sure. Well, I'll have to look through here and find it. It's kind of just scrolling.
Okay.
But anyways, there is a Purrgil in there. Go look for it, you guys. Very hard to...
Can you find the Purrgil?
Can you find the Purrgil? Because it was really cool. So trust me, there's a Purrgil. Okay?
I trust you.
Okay, it's there. So to get back to the idea that this is like Dave Filoni kind of wrapping up some loose ends. Okay, I was talking about, here are the originals. You've got episodes 4, 5, and 6, which are the original thing. When he brings Thrawn back into Rebels, you have to, a guy like that surely would have impacted or been able to, he's so smart, he's so intelligent, he would have been such an asset for Emperor Palpatine that Ezra taking him off of the chessboard there is amazing. It's amazing. It's an amazing move. It's an amazing way to kind of say, like, okay, that explains why he's not there for 4, 5, and 6. And now he is the heir to the Empire. He is coming back. So to get to one of my questions that I was kind of thinking about is this Baylan character.
Yes. Let's talk about Baylan.
Yeah. He says, we are no Jedi, which is kind of Ahsoka saying, I am no Jedi, right? I've seen other YouTubers kind of talk about that little connection or whatever.
Yes.
Right? So he's a guy who, and I want people's thoughts, opinions. Again, Star Wars Hangout 77 at gmail.com. Send me your thoughts, or on Instagram, whatever you guys want. It's where I'm at most of the time there. But thoughts about this Baylan character, and I'm doing a little bit of predictions here as well. He doesn't seem like a guy who, I don't think he's just like a Order 66 survivor. I mean, like, I think he didn't even encounter Order 66.
Whoa.
So, okay. And here's what I mean by that. I think he says that he knows Anakin Skywalker. Like, he's talking to Ahsoka Tano when they're fighting, and he was like, Anakin spoke very highly of you. By the way, every mm-hmm. Anakin reference that they can drop in this is huge because it connects people back to a major player, a big character, a name that's been in Star Wars for years.
Right.
I could see, during the Clone Wars, there being some distress signal or call from the unknown region or from the far reaches of the galaxy, and this Baylan character having to go there and being sent by the Council on some mission,
uh-huh,
right?
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So therefore, he goes, he discovers some power, they entrust him with something, and he is off and running. I don't think his apprentice, and I could be wrong, this is where I'm kind of spitballing and making some predictions because I'm pumped up, I'm fired up about this. But Shin, I'm starting to think, like, maybe Shin is not necessarily, wasn't his apprentice during those Clone Wars. Because
okay,
what do you think, how old do you think she looks? Do you think she looks as old as, like, Ahsoka, again, could different be. Sort of species, but like, she looks younger than Ahsoka.
Yeah.
Is she younger than Sabine?
It's hard
or
to tell
same
from,
age?
You know, with her makeup and hair and everything.
Right.
It could be anywhere from between 16 and 25.
Right. I know. And I think the actress, I don't know her age, but it just feels like she's younger. And so to me, she fits more into the Ezra Bridger, Sabine age.
Right.
You know, gap.
Yeah. Like around 16, like in her later teens, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. And so, I don't know. And if she is that young, you think about, like, well, she couldn't have been there when Baylan was going through either his mission, where it takes him off the map, like, away from the Order 66. Because how would the Inquisitors have not hunted him down? Or are they hunting him down? I don't, you know, we don't know. But his lightsaber is, it definitely is this orange color, which everyone is talking about, meaning it's not red. Right, he's not full dark side, he's not full Sith, he's a dark Jedi. He says, we are no Jedi, but I think he was once a part of the Jedi Order, correct? I think, I'm asking you.
That's
like,
what Wikipedia said.
Oh, what? Look at me, I'm asking you, like, is it correct? And you're like, hold on, let me actually fact check Ez right now.
Well,
okay, good.
That's what they said.
What
when he, when you said Anakin, he knew Anakin, it says, during his time in the Jedi Order, he was acquainted with Anakin Skywalker, who spoke highly of Tano.
Right. So it's either he survived Order 66 and went on the run and got away.
Right.
And then when Yoda has his famous quote where he's like, when gone am I, the last of the Jedi will you be? Maybe at that point, Baylan is not a Jedi.
Right.
And he's this, what he's been described, and the leaks have said, is that he's some mercenary for hire. He's a hired sword instead of a hired gun. So he's someone who's loaning out his lightsaber or whatever. He's, you know, who, that's what I've heard. That's the rumor. But to me, I feel like if he were away when Order 66 was executed and he comes back or hears about it in any way, the Jedi are weak. Maybe he gets bitter. Maybe he turns to the dark side. Maybe he finds some power.
Yeah.
Because he and his apprentice seem to be seeking power.
Yeah.
Right? She says, it's either she or someone else, because trailers are tricky. It might not be who we think it is who says, like, what happens when we find Thrawn? I don't know if that was Shin saying that or someone else saying that.
Do you think he has already met Thrawn at some point and is trying to find him again? Or have they just heard of him and his powers and that?
See, that's where I think they've thrown us, because Morgan Elsbeth, who Ahsoka fights in the Mandalorian series, she says she has the lightsaber to her throat and she says, where is Thrawn? She says that to her.
Yeah.
Meaning
yeah.
she believes that Morgan Elsbeth knows.
Yeah.
So either they're hunting Thrawn, the bad guys are hunting Thrawn and the good guys are hunting Ezra, or they've already met Thrawn and things are in you know, there's a plan going on.
Yeah, yeah.
Because in season 3, we saw Moff Gideon meet with the Shadow Council. And when he met with all those different guys, what's his name? Captain Pelion.
Yes.
Pelion is there, and he's talking about when Thrawn, he might not be a captain, maybe he got his rank wrong, sorry guys, but he's basically saying when Thrawn returns, like, this is this big, he's our leader, this is, you know, Moff Gideon's like, maybe we should seek new leadership. So it's a fractured, fragmented Imperial remnant that can coalesce behind Thrawn when he comes back, and he's going to come back at the right moment. And that's another one of my big points I want to make, which is, sorry guys, I'm just going to go nuts here, but the New Republic... The New Republic, right? In the last, in Mandalorian season 3, we just saw them decommissioning all of their ships, tearing down Imperial Star Destroyers. Dr. Pershing, he lost his mind. That was sort of because, who knows why they want him to not have a hand in cloning.
Yeah.
Don't know if he's coming back or not. But they are basically, like, their fleet, their the resources and the money that they're allocating towards military, it's going downhill. They're not. They don't want that. We actually know that by the time of episode 7, like, Leia will split off. Princess Leia, Leia Organa, General Organa will split off and create the resistance because the New Republic will not fund the military. And they won't sort of, right? So Thrawn's just watching that from the shadows saying, okay, I see them, like, I just let them get weaker and weaker.
Yeah.
You don't have to do anything right now. Just let them become weak and tear their ships apart, right?
So Leia knows better that there is more out there.
That there's
that
a threat.
They need to prepare for.
Yeah, and she's been sensing, I mean, she's been, even at this point in time, I'm not sure if Ben will have been born yet or, I don't have a timeline in front of me. I'm down in a dark basement right now recording this. So, like, go check the Instagram later for the story on this. But, essentially she senses a disturbance in the force, and she knows, and she lobbies for this in the Senate to try to get more military, you know, to build up their military, essentially. And they talk about, like, where it should be, you know, housed and located, and how should it be centralized, because that's the problem. We had the Clone Wars. We had Chancellor Palpatine get too much power and create this military and created a war, right, and kept himself in power for a super long time. They're afraid of that. It's the fear of that, right? So, anyway, I think that's all going to be kind of explored, and I think if you're Thrawn, you're looking at that saying, okay, there's a weakness. Let's exploit that at some point down the line. But back to your question, which was sort of like, has he met Thrawn? I don't know. That's a great question. Has he met Thrawn already? Because the trailer, again, is tricky, and I don't think, it could be wrong, and you guys correct me if I am, but a female voice is speaking and says, what happens when we find Thrawn?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if that was Shin or not. If it is, that's cool. And then he says power, right? Something like not unlimited power, but, you know, power and essentially a power that they've not imagined and thought of before. He talks about in the beginning, so Baylan's going to be the big bad guy for most of this. Thrawn is not going to show up until the very end, I believe.
That's your prediction. Yeah.
I think Thrawn's going to show up at the last couple episodes, the second to last and the last episode.
Yeah, like
Thrawn
his showdown.
Right. Something, just to introduce him to the stage. Mm-hmm. So Baylan's our first big bad actor who we got to kind of work through to get to that next level boss.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. So, yeah, is he following orders from Thrawn to seek out this power? Because to me, it seems like Ahsoka is protecting or maybe trying to stop he and Shin from accessing some gateway or some power. There's been rumors out there that Thrawn has tapped in and found some ancient magic, group of people. Full spoilers for people, like, leaks here possibly, if you don't want to hear this. What I've heard is that he might be cultivating some sort of, and by the way, click away now if you don't want to hear this. This was potentially a leak. I don't know. It's all kind of muddled in my mind, but that he might be creating some sort of force, like, force-enhanced army or group.
Okay.
Or an army backed by magical powers, which is an heir to the Empire. Jeru Sabaoth does sort of use his battle meditation, and he does increase the efficiency of the commanders and the troops and so on. But yeah, what was your
wondering if that's, I mean, probably this is the whole connection to Ezra Bridger, who used that kind of power, right? And also who Ahsoka is kind of in tune with that power.
Yeah.
I feel like that's what Thrawn tried to figure out.
Yeah, he's dumbfounded. He's mystified by, like, how do you overcome that? Like what do you have to do? And in Heir to the Empire, he knew that he needed a Jedi to increase the efficiency of the troopers and things like that. Like, he even accuses in the books, he accuses, like, Emperor Palpatine of getting distracted by that. And Luke Skywalker, his fascination with Luke and Vader and that fight that's going on shifts the Emperor's focus away from coordinating battle and you know, making things, or even just the fact that Vader defeats Palpatine, then their forces are completely routed. But whatever. So, yeah, he wants to know, like, is there a way to counter the Jedi? Is there a group out there that would help him stop them in some way? Like, in the books, he gets these creatures called Yislamari, that they create a force bubble. Like, he has them on his shoulder, and, you know, if Luke tries to use the force, the force doesn't work against Thrawn. Yeah. So that seems like what Thrawn would want to do is find a way to where you can level the playing field, right? And negate the force.
Yeah.
And then, so what is he going to tap into? And using force sensitives to also be a tool for himself as well is
exactly,
cool.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't know. There's a lot going on. There's a lot of... There's a crazy amount of potential for this show. Yeah. Like, really, I think it just takes Star Wars in a completely crazy direction. If you look in the trailer, too, you'll see when Ahsoka is looking up, there's a moment where it's like a stone. It looks like either maybe a Jedi, a female figure who is hooded and cloaked in stone, holding something. And holding like this orb or whatever.
Okay.
And it's in a cave. It looks really old. It looks like she found some etching into like the cave side. And a lot of folks are speculating that we're going to go back into some pretty ancient stuff.
That would be fun.
Right? Wouldn't it be cool
to explore?
There's rumor there's going to be a Dawn of the Jedi series or movie trilogy at some point in Star Wars. Like they might go back to the beginning, like 30,000 years ago or something crazy, which would be wild. But I would love to see them explore the nature of the Force. And I think Ahsoka might even be trying to protect something that she and Ezra stumbled onto in Rebels.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right, you remember that episode where we go into the world between
worlds? Yeah, that's what I'm thinking constantly thinking about that. Yeah, when I think about those two and like an ancient or you know some kind of force beyond
power.
The force, if you know.
Yeah,
what I mean.
Like a power beyond. Yeah, something that's behind it all
or that connects it
that
all.
Connects it.
Yeah. That makes it visible for them. Yeah.
Right. Right. A lot of folks are saying that just in terms of the what we see. You know when I think it's Baylan when he reaches out or maybe it was Morgan Elsbeth. Yeah, she reaches out and has this little like it looks like a galaxy star chart on her hand like underneath like a holo image.
Yeah.
And then that big globe comes up with all the different lights and all the different stuff there. Mm-hmm. It was like it almost looks like Stonehenge where they're at and there's like tons of these different like beams and stuff. It looks like it could be a replica of sort of the world between worlds or other gateways or something. So we're not sure what type of power they're tapping in here. Let's just all agree on one thing. Dave Filoni has everyone's heads spinning.
Yeah. Yes.
Nobody knows in which direction this is going to go or what's going to happen. Literally no idea. And this is the brilliance of this move here. Like we know we have to get to episode 7, 8, and 9. We know Palpatine comes back. We know he's resurrected. They're not gonna change any of that stuff. That is the sequels, it is done. But there are 25 years where they can fill and play with like this return of Thrawn. And what was that like? If it happens over three years, 5 years, 10 years, whatever it might be, 1, 2, who cares? Literally, we have our players. Ahsoka needs her story, right? She's exiled, walks away from the Jedi Order. This is her story. This is her figuring out, like, passing on her legacy and then, like, trying to make sure that what Ezra did in Rebels doesn't, you know, he left it to Sabine. He left it to Ahsoka to finish these things because he took Thrawn off the chain. He took the dangerous man.
Right.
I think one of the most dangerous men in the Empire, and he took him off the chessboard.
Yeah.
And now he's coming back. And they have got to finish what Ezra started.
Yeah.
Flat out. And they've got to get Ezra back. Sorry. Rant.
Amazing. No, I'm... talking about brilliance, like you said, the order in which they just released the trailers.
Yeah.
I thought when you said, okay, there's a second trailer, and I'm like, you know, sometimes you're like, is there going to be a lot of new scenes, or is it just like the first one, right? And I was kind of expecting, okay, let's see like one or two more people here or fighting scenes, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I was surprised at what they dropped there.
I mean,
with Sabine calling Ahsoka her master, that was like jaw-dropping. What?
Boom, let's go. That's my next question, which was like I had all this list of questions to get to, which is she force sensitive? So she calls her master, and you'll note that she's fighting with Ezra's lightsaber.
Yeah.
Come on, that's awesome.
Yeah.
The fact that we've got a green lightsaber igniting back up again and they're doing awesome stuff with this, it just is really cool. And so she's got the green, she's fighting Shin, and at one point she's laying on the ground and she like puts her hand up. Puts her hand up like she's going to use the force or try to like force push. And Shin says, and it could just be the way that it's cut up, she's like, you have no power.
Right.
You have no power.
See, my question is, do you think it's one of those things? Remember when the trailer for Dumbledore's Secret dropped and we saw Jacob with a wand in his hand and all of a sudden he's got this wand and he pulls it out at Hogwarts. He is at Hogwarts with a wand and all the students are looking at him. What?
Right, exactly. No, that's a great point, actually.
And then
because
we find out,
because we knew going into that he was a muggle.
Right.
But everyone's like, is there a wizard? I think the same here with Sabine. We know she's not force sensitive.
Yeah.
We know that. Kanan didn't sense it. Ezra didn't sense it. It can show up later. It can emerge later. Mm-hmm. Leia is a great example of someone who didn't, like, her Force powers were not, she had feelings and she could connect with Luke through the Force a little bit.
Did we see when she was in Kenobi?
Oh, in Kenobi, too.
Did we see a little bit?
A little bit, yeah. Just a little bit of her intuitiveness is guided, in a sense, by the Force. And she's very in tune with her feelings. Right. And, yeah, it's kind of like when Anakin is pod racing too, like,
yeah,
just like a wizard in Harry Potter. Like, they don't know, they have no control over it yet, but they're still just kind of, you know, it's emerging, right?
Yeah.
So with Sabine, it might be there. It could be that she's not highly Force sensitive, but maybe.
Yeah.
And I like that. I wish they would do some variation on this to where there's a character in Legends, Tioni Solasar, I think is her name. She was like the Jedi librarian. I just did a short on her on the YouTube channel, and she had very little power. She was very weak in terms of the Force, but she was very knowledgeable and she worked very hard. And so therefore she actually gains the rank of Jedi Master, even though she has like next to no ability in the Force. Like, her Force sensitivity and her power and her strength level, midichlorian count, if you will, is not very high.
So, yes. Yeah. Okay, yeah, you have your, in Star Wars, you have your midichlorian count.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I imagine it like being a spectrum, right? You have a spectrum, and same in Harry Potter, we have a spectrum of magical abilities.
Yes.
Which is fine, and some squibs might be right on the edge of, you know, they're almost wizards. They have
Mrs. Fig, for
some,
one.
Some kind of,
you know,
magical ability, but it doesn't
her
quite.
Her connection with her cats, the measles.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, and I like that, because I think that is more, like, people have talked about maybe even Han Solo and some of these talented individuals who the Force is in all of us.
Right, yeah, I like that.
It really is. Yeah. But I don't think that she's a full-fledged Force-sensitive Jedi. I think this is just one of those things where she, I think when her hand is up like that, here's one of Ez's big predictions. I think she's going to close it into a fist and some sort of rocket or device is going to launch off of her hand and like catch
or Mandalorian,
like a Mandalorian thing, like a weapon of some kind that's going to launch and catch her off guard. Right, you're fighting with a lightsaber, pretending to be Force sensitive, and you throw up your hand and it kind of like does nothing, and then that throws that dark side user off.
Yeah,
and then you use a Mandalorian trick. Perfect. I mean, that would be really clever. Yeah. So, and Ahsoka is not a Jedi, so she's training her into. To be what? Just to be a warrior, a fighter? I mean, to... Yeah.
In the trailer, they make it seem she looks at her Mandalorian armor as if, like, you have to make a choice. Are you going the Jedi way or the Mandalorian way? And it reminds you very much of another individual who is kind of both. Now he is both.
Yeah, Grogu?
Yeah.
Grogu,
Yes.
I mean, actually, so in the one thing that I showed Lottie a clip of this, Book of Boba Fett was not something we watched entirely, although I did, but you didn't. We watched bits and pieces. I showed you the parts that you think you really needed to see. And in that, Luke gives Grogu a choice, lightsaber or the Beskar, you know, shirt, right?
Yes.
So, okay, he gives him a choice, and that's he chooses the Mandalorian route. That's why he's in the Mandalorian.
Yeah.
So Sabine is a Mandalorian and looks like choosing the way of what?
Oh, yeah, right? That's the question.
The way of Ahsoka. I mean, like, you know, it's like, because she has that whole thing where, and you saw this right away, and this is why I'm so glad you watched Rebels, because you're like, oh my God, when her helmet is there, it's Kanan puts his visor when he loses his sight.
Oh
my God, he puts his visor down there, right?
Yeah.
He puts that away.
Yeah.
The time for that is over. Yeah. Like, he needs to just be, it was something that, I'm going to trust the Force here,
right?
And he has a haircut, right? He, right before he sacrifices himself, he cuts his hair. Very samurai thing. Star Wars, George Lucas is inspired by samurai stories and such. So she has that moment where, hair's cut, and she is off on a rescue mission. She is going to go get, by the way, I just got to say, I'm shipping totally Sabine and Ezra. I think she is going
hopefully.
Hard.
They miss each other.
They miss each other, and I think there's something there. And I they were kids when they parted ways and stuff. So it's awesome. So great one. Yeah, what do you guys think out there? Is she Force sensitive? Mm. Do you think that she's just been, you know, and how long has she been training her? If you look at the end of Rebels, if you look at the epilogue, Dave Filoni has said, like, hey, I'm not putting a timeline on that. He's like, I'm not saying that what you saw at the end of Rebels when Ahsoka returns with the white cloak and the staff, I'm not saying that happened right after Return of the Jedi.
And it made it feel like, oh, okay, Return of the Jedi. Okay, okay.
Yeah, it made it seem like that. But I think what he's sort of implying is that maybe Ahsoka was training Sabine, right? I mean, this is clearly like where he's gone with this, is that she was training her at some point since Ezra left and took Thrawn off the chessboard for some while now. And it could have been after Return of the Jedi, where she has been getting, has been being trained, right? She's been trained in some way.
That's what it feels like. Yeah.
By Ahsoka. So that epilogue now makes you think, okay, that's much later. That's after the training has taken place, just like what we're seeing with here on the trailer, is that she's coming back. So if that's confusing to anybody, it's something that Dave has said back in the past, just that like he never really penciled down a hard time because the story's not finished. He knew he left a lot of doors open as to like that epilogue is very ambiguous. It's sort of like left, you know. I mean,
you know what that feels like? It feels like almost like a teacher who tries to challenge his students when they go like, oh, what, you didn't say this. Well, I didn't say that's not the case. Right.
True.
Like you, if you discover it on your own and he gets you thinking, then you remember it.
Right.
I don't know. You question it. And that's kind of cool. Yeah. The way.
Yeah, no, it is. It is. And I think that's the cleverness that he has. And I like that. I just like the boldness of his storytelling.
Yeah.
You know, I like how he sets things up and, you know, takes you on this journey, this ride with the characters, and you get to know them and you love them. And there's good moments, ups and downs. And then, but yeah, you're right. And the epilogue there, it's definitely one of those teachable moments where it's sort of like, I didn't say it. I didn't say there was no like this date, ABY or whatever. It doesn't say. So which allows him to do a lot with that now, because we see a lot of parallels. We're actually seeing that epilogue come to the big screen. Like we're seeing Ahsoka come back.
Yeah.
And we're seeing her recruiting Sabine. And so we're going to get kind of a catch up on all those different things. Okay. We have a couple guys. I'm sorry. We have a couple more things too to get
awesome,
to.
Awesome. Yes.
Big questions. So did you notice? So, okay. The Inquisitors, right? From what we know in canon, I can't imagine that an Inquisitor is still around at this time. An Inquisitor is what they face in, like if there are no Jedi left, if it was just Luke Skywalker, and Luke Skywalker himself didn't really face, I mean, he did face the Grand Inquisitor at one point in one of the comics, but it was like the ghost of the Grand Inquisitor, the spirit of the Grand Inquisitor. I just don't know at this point, so far after the Empire has ended, what she is doing fighting that Inquisitor. So it makes me think maybe we're going to go back in time a little bit.
Okay, yeah,
and
okay.
Maybe see some of that, or that Inquisitor has been left over.
Well, we've seen them in Rebels, right?
We've seen them in Rebels for sure. But I'm just like Ahsoka takes place.
Mm.
It's weird. And when you think of the timeline, we're getting flashbacks. Apparently there's a young Ahsoka actually in this. There's a completely different actress who is going to surprise us all with a young Ahsoka.
Okay.
Yeah. I've heard. I don't know. I mean, that would be cool. Because they're talking about doing flashbacks.
Mm-hmm.
There's been rumors that Anakin is going to be in it, that Obi-Wan might be in it. There's been tons of these different cameo rumors, big ones. So, and with the World Between Worlds, you can go back.
Oh, true. That
and
gives,
you could
yes.
see, yeah, like a what-if
oh,
scenario.
My goodness. Yeah. You're right. That totally makes sense. Yeah,
right.
They would do that. I mean, it would be epic.
I mean, one of the most epic things that they could do is if they literally went back and they had like Ahsoka fight Vader with Obi-Wan, or go in Obi-Wan's place, you know?
Whoa.
Like for episode 3 and reshoot, like really do a live action reshoot of Anakin versus Ahsoka. That would be the most wild thing I have ever seen. I would lose my absolute mind. People would be crying on the internet. They'd be crying because it would just be, it would be so cool. And it would be such a great way to really drive home this connection between her and Anakin. I don't know if they're going to do that, but the guy who would do it is Dave Filoni. Like he's bold. He George told him to go forward and make bold moves. I mean, flat out. So.
And I really hope you're right, because that would feel
I love it.
That would be the whole connection to the. Sorry if I could just call it the old Star Wars and the
That's
new
fine.
Star Wars,
That's
right?
Fine. Yes.
They just then go hand in hand, and you have this, like you said, even this master apprentice ship that keeps going, all the way through to the Sabine, Ezra.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Ezra has been trained by Kanan, who's been trained. By
Master Depa Balaba. I can't believe you put me on the spot like that. wow. I got you, though. Who was trained by Mace Windu, okay? You know, Mace trained Depa, and Depa trained Kanan.
There
so
you go.
Yeah. And then Kanan trained Ezra, and then Ezra will train Jason Syndulla, and so on. That's what I think.
Wait,
but
you think that. Okay,
Hera,
so that's not, not confirmed.
No, not confirmed. But yeah, it is cool to see these parallels.
Yeah.
And if Ahsoka gets to go back and face some of her demons in that way, and understands the power and the potential that has, and, you know, that would be That'd be really cool. That's a big what if out there.
Yeah.
So there's some big cameos, which I've won a prediction I want to make here in just a second. But
okay,
before we get to that, this Inquisitor who is there, okay, if that is an Inquisitor that she's fighting like in present time, which is like the time of the Mandalorian, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
after Return of the Jedi, mm-hmm. I don't even know what timeline we'd be at, like five, the Mandalorian started at 5 AB1, I don't even know. But the whole point is that like you would be fighting this guy who, I don't know why the Inquisitor would still be around or still be functioning during that time, like hunting down Jedi for the Imperial Remnant.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, unless he's just on some power trip. So this guy, the Inquisitor, they're saying the leak out there is that he has a name. Is that this Inquisitor who's fighting with this lightsaber right here has a name. Yeah. And they're calling him Marek.
Okay.
Marek is his name. I don't know if this is true. I don't know if this is confirmed at all. People were asking. This is Galactic Transmission. Great little account on Instagram. You guys should go follow. Mm-hmm. They have really cool information. But people were asking him for a source on that, and he didn't provide one. But mm-hmm. he typically doesn't post something like this. Unless, he says source Lucasfilm/Disney. So in the actual picture post. But people were asking where, what article.
Right, exactly. He
didn't get back to him on that. So now an interesting character who was Darth Vader's apprentice is a guy named Starkiller. Okay. Starkiller's name is actually Galen Marek. So Marek. Yeah, like okay. Kind of, I think it's spelled... Starkiller's name is spelled, so you have Galen and then M-A-R-E-K, Marek. And then you've got this guy, Marok, I guess is M-A-R-R-O-K. But it's still, people are kind of like, wait a second, is that like a Starkiller kind of reference or not? Is this a guy who was maybe trained by Vader and is going to end up being Starkiller or something crazy? I don't think so. People also thought maybe Barriss Offee. People thought that. Before we knew that whether that was male or female character, people thought that underneath that mask was going to be Barriss Offee, who was the character that Ahsoka was fighting. Barriss Offee framed Ahsoka.
Okay.
Right? And Barriss Offee is the reason that Ahsoka left the Jedi Order. So
would be kind of
cool. No one knows what happened to her. No, there's never been a story as to where she was killed in Order 66 or was she turned into the Inquisitors. Did she go on the run? We have no clue.
But
yeah, she's definitely exiled from the Jedi Order, so she's not a Jedi. She could be on the run. Who knows? Hopefully more on her. Now, another final kind of thing here. If anybody played the new game, Star Wars Jedi Survivor, there is a big connection, I think, potentially to... I don't know what they're doing with that guy. This might be odd for some folks. Like, why is this jumping into Star Wars Jedi Survivor? But if you play that game, a spoiler for that game, I guess I'm going to tag this thing with so many spoiler warnings for everybody. But there's, here's your 3, 2, 1, spoilers, click away, pause, fast forward 30 seconds. But in that game, there's a planet called Tantalor, which I told you about. Remember, I was telling you about how the Jedi Path and the Younglings are all going to be maybe, potentially, shuttled off to Tantalor.
Yeah.
And they're going to live there and grow up there for 30 years.
Right.
Or something. Who knows? Right? How long are they going to be there and hidden? When do they come out?
Yeah.
So they could, it could be that they've tied this all in with Dave Filoni and we're going to see a bunch of force sensitive children who went there and then raised kids, and they're going to step back out on the stage during the Ahsoka series or the Rey series when Rey starts her new Jedi Order.
Okay,
one of those two places, I think there'll be a big Tantalor connection. Yeah. And I wanted to get it out there somewhere because they have confirmed, I believe, Jedi, the Cal Kestis game 3, right? So this is game 2, Survivor, Jedi Survivor, game 2. We played it. We loved it. Awesome. So actually, we saw the cutscenes. We didn't really play it, but
actually, I admit it.
I have to. It's anyway. So little connection there. Now, the biggest one, cameos. People are talking about all the different cameos that we could see. I think Dave Filoni is a big go. Like, just do it. Just go crazy. If Baylan Skull and his apprentice Shin attack a New Republic ship, right? And if they were in some way trying to get to something with the New Republic, the only person who I think who was like close and working with the Rebellion and who was working with the New Republic would be Luke Skywalker. If Baylan Skull and Shin are attacking a New Republic ship, right? Mm-hmm. If they're attacking New Republic ship, and or there's rumor that these dark Jedi or whatever, they're using lightsabers, yeah, right, are attacking New Republic ships. You would imagine that, who does the New Republic know? Who was a part of the rebellion? Who was there that fought with them and was their hero? Yes, he's right, out trying to start his own thing, and he had Grogu there and he's teaching, but like, they might call him first, unless, I mean, like Ahsoka doesn't, how close was she with the rebellion, right? When did she step away? I mean, there's this whole bit where Ezra saves her and she goes on a really interesting arc, right?
Is that when she never makes contact again with the rebellion?
We don't know what happened to her, right? So when Ezra saves her and she then walks away, it's sort of like, wait, what happened to Ahsoka, right? Ahsoka lives. We see that Ezra saves her, and so she lives and goes on. But then does she interact with the rebellion? Not really. We don't see her until the Mandalorian, when like Grogu goes to Tython and they're trying to figure out like where are the Jedi?
Yes.
And like she's
debating
whether she should train him or not.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, I totally forgot. Not really forgot, but
that was right when
we first saw her in live action, right?
Yeah.
Was in the Mandalorian.
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Pretty awesome.
That's why she has to end up, like, I mean, it still doesn't mean that before that or after that, you know.
Yeah, like, we don't know what
happened.
Either
way, what happens.
Yeah, we don't know what happened before we see her there when she shows up to face down.
We know that she's going to be there.
Yeah, Morgan Elsbeth and everything. Right. So we know this is happening after that, technically. But really, really wild just to kind of think about. So, like, Luke Skywalker is a guy you would call when there's Jedi baddies showing up. Like, if you're Mon Mothma, you're hitting up Leia and saying, hey, can you get a hold of your brother? Because, like, these guys are attacking New Republic ships. So it just makes sense to me that they would call him,
Luke.
I think, why not? Why not just go all out? I mean, it makes actually a lot of sense. Like, why wouldn't he answer the call? Did he literally just turn off his comm and say, bye, I'm going to go start a new order, and I don't have time for the issues associated with the New Republic? That's not how he was in Legends.
Yeah.
He would do both at the same time. Like, he's going to train them.
Yeah.
He would take his students. We got to go. On the fly, there's an emergency call. I'm the Jedi Master. I'm going to go answer this call, fight these guys, figure it out, and at least protect some asset or resource or whatever. Try to capture them. So it wouldn't surprise me if he shows up afterwards and investigates the scene or talks to Ahsoka. Like, I just don't know when and where they're going to, like, call Ahsoka in on this, right? Or how Mon Mothma and those guys are going to deal with, like, Jedi attacking, dark Jedi attacking.
Right. And we know that Luke and Ahsoka meet later anyway, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They've already met. Yeah. And everything that we saw in that trailer, though, I think is happening after Luke and Ahsoka met.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They've already met and been talking and things, and she knows his father and stuff.
Yeah.
So, yes, she is. We don't know how close she is to the New Republic and to the people who work inside of there, but we know Luke is much closer and was their hero.
Yeah.
He was the hero of the rebellion. So why wouldn't you call that guy back?
Right.
You know what I mean?
True.
Just, it makes a lot of sense that they would do that. So there's my big one. I kind of think we will see a Luke Skywalker cameo at some point, whether it's small or not. I don't know. I just feel like...
You think they're going to... What are they going to do with his face?
Don't know. I think they'll either bring Mark Hamill back and also do the same thing that they've been doing. Really. I think that's okay. Yeah. I think it's fine.
I mean, nowadays with AI, I can do that for you in Photoshop.
True. I mean, there's a lot that they can do and make it work really well. And if they want to bring Mark Hamill in just to be on set while the other guy's doing the thing, we all feel good about that. We want those people still involved in Star Wars as much as possible, but we want it to look good and feel good and be, you know, really cool. So that's kind of my big... big idea, big thought maybe there that we might see a Luke Skywalker kind of early on and then not anymore. I think we might just see him. He shows up. We know that he's involved and it's not really a big heroic moment or anything.
Right.
And it's sort of he explains, hey, I can't keep coming to deal with these things. I'm training somewhere. Like, it would just be nice to hear why Luke can't be there, why he's not intervening when they're directly attacking New Republic soldiers and ships.
Yeah.
You know,
I
mean, what's the guy doing?
You totally had me fooled earlier on when we talked about this before the podcast. We didn't talk much about it, but you were like, oh, I have some ideas of cool cameos. And I was talking about Grogu before, and it sounded like you were going to say Grogu was going to show up.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, like, who? That's the thing is that Ahsoka is close to all, like, they're also a part of this.
Yeah.
So
Grogu is alive already, right?
Exactly.
He's 50 years old.
Yeah. So you're thinking, too, by the way, I want to, because I think I hear you saying a lot, like, he's alive. The Ahsoka series, so Mandalorian season 1, 2, and 3 happens, and then Ahsoka series kicks
off. Wow. Now I look like a real
No. No, but what's confusing is, is that I've said that they might be casting a younger, they might be doing flashbacks.
Yeah.
They're picking, they're actually, sorry, you're not, listen. It's like when, just like, listen to me right now.
Yeah.
It's like they go back to Rebels.
Yeah.
They go back to the Rebels moment in that epilogue. And they kind of, so the epilogue is what's confusing. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Is that like, yeah, we're going back to some of the Rebels stuff.
Right.
And we may even be seeing her picking up the trail of like what happened to her after Ezra saved her. What did she do after Ezra saved her? That's going backwards.
Okay, because Rebels happens before the Mandalorian.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it happens before episodes. So you have episodes 4, 5, and 6, which is like the Galactic Civil War, which is Luke Skywalker, where he's a hero.
See, right? Okay, that makes more sense.
Yeah, and then, so you have, if you can try, I'm trying to do this for you backwards here, because I'm looking at you this
in
way.
The dark.
In the dark, yeah. So hidden down in the basement. you have like the gap. You have episodes 1, 2, and 3. And then you get that big gap where Rebels happens.
Right.
Obi-Wan mm-hmm. Kenobi happens. Mm-hmm. All these different things mm-hmm. happen, right? And that's where we lose Ahsoka.
Yeah.
Ahsoka, you know, pretty much died like fighting Vader, but Ezra pulls her out in the world between worlds. We then, for episodes 4, the old movies, 4, 5, and 6, we don't know what happened to her.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know where she's at. But then we get Mandalorian season 1, 2, and Ahsoka's in there.
Yeah.
We see Ahsoka. We're like, okay, she's alive. We knew she was alive because we saw that she was saved in Rebels, but now she's in live action.
Mm-hmm.
And then so moving beyond that, now you've got the Ahsoka series picking up. But in that same Ahsoka series, they're doing flashbacks all the way back to that gap between episodes 3 and 4. They may even be doing a flashback all the way to episode 3 to explain Ahsoka's feelings with Anakin. But yet, what's actually the main events, the present time is happening after Mandalorian. So when Baylan,
okay. Is that
making more sense now?
More sense, because in my head, I was talking about that her and Luke meeting later, so we know if she's going to be there. It's before the Ahsoka.
Yes.
Okay.
Right. So when that when Baylan and those guys show up, when she's fighting that, when you see her fighting Baylan and Shin,
mm-hmm.
that is present time.
Okay.
That's down here, right?
Yes.
What they've not shown in the trailer is the potential like flashbacks to 3 or flashbacks to her picking up Sabine on Lothal. You know, how they're, and that might not even be a flashback. People, if they want to get technical with me on that, like, it's like, I'm just talking, I'm trying to explain to Lottie that, like, that's a reference back to the epilogue.
Yep.
The epilogue of Rebels. See, here's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
You have Rebels happening here, and then in that last little bit, the epilogue, it explains what happened to that Rebels group at the end of episode 6.
Yeah.
It's very confusing.
Yes.
Lots of moving pieces there, but. Anyway, okay. So yeah, there's our thoughts
on. Thankfully, we have a Jedi Master here who keeps track of all that.
Yeah, but I'm the rambling Jedi Master who just spits out stuff and isn't really like organized about it, because we're just trying to like get out. I didn't even really have an outline. I just had questions today because we saw it and we're traveling, we're abroad, we're in Germany, and so just did not even have the time to barely squeeze this in. And literally, check out the social media.
We're sitting in someone's basement.
In the dark with spiders, like podcasting right now. It's crazy.
But I can tell you, Ezra was so excited to talk about this. He was so incredibly excited. And I was like, we have to do it. It would break my heart if we don't.
Yeah.
And
here
we are.
Here we are. Yeah, we did walk all over the place, tried to find something outside. It was too windy. Then the storm kicked up. We've tried 1,000 different things. It was nuts. So thank you for doing this with me. And anything you're looking forward to, though, like something that you're looking forward to, whether it be a prediction or whether it be something more like a character that you can't wait to see more of in the series?
Okay, I could say, yes, I'm looking forward to finding out what happens to Sabine and what's her connection to Ahsoka? What kind of adventures have they been on during all this time? And what's her connection with the Force and lightsabers? But what I'm even more excited about, and I know you said your prediction is that we might not see a whole lot of him in this first season.
Yeah.
Is Thrawn.
Thrawn?
Yes.
Yeah, I know, right?
I really am excited to see what they do with him and what's his, why is everyone seeking him out for this power.
For
and,
what?
I mean, we know that he's incredibly intelligent.
Yeah.
Knows his stuff and knows how to play people and control people. And if everybody would just listen to him, they would probably be.
Oh, they would have won.
Yeah.
They would have won. That's the whole point. Yeah, absolutely. That's why Ezra's move is so big. If he's there, he would have built up the fleet to a point where the rebels could never have withstood them. But instead.
Yeah.
Emperor Palpatine puts all of his eggs in one basket.
Yes.
In a big egg-shaped basket station. that they destroy.
Yeah.
So I'm glad you said that, because I think there's a part of me that's just like, I haven't talked enough about Thrawn, and all I want to do is talk about Thrawn, but I'm also like a little cautiously like, oh my god, they're doing it, like it's crazy.
There's so many great characters. Like obviously it's the Ahsoka series, and I can't wait to learn more about Ahsoka and her path.
Right.
After
right.
all this. And there's Ezra, and of course I can never get enough of Ezra.
Yeah, I know. There you go. Right. On the record.
But yeah, I'm really intrigued to see what they do with Thrawn.
Yeah, it's cool because it's the first time I felt like we've had a really big enemy, a big bad guy that we're going to be working towards that felt serious and that had background and had a backstory. And it's the first time I feel like we've had that in a long time.
Yes.
Like the sequels, you can say what you want, but like the Snoke, it just wasn't. We didn't know who he was, and then we all had theories about him, and then it just didn't matter, and then it was actually Palpatine behind all that. So this feels like, okay, this is the baddie we all were waiting for, and
lots of
intriguing things happening. So thanks to everybody working on that show, and thanks to all of you guys for listening to us here. Please, 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 we would love to do a follow-up episode with transmissions. If we had, four or five transmissions, a solid, your guys' thoughts, like just give me a paragraph or so in an email, starwarshangout77@gmail.com. That would be great. I would love to come back on here and just read those to our audience and share, kind of your thoughts and my thoughts on your thoughts, if that makes sense.
That would be awesome.
It'd be great, right? So otherwise, we're out traveling, and we'll be back. We'll be staying in touch with you guys here on the podcast. We'll let you know when we're back. We'll be in full swing for the Ahsoka series, doing some reactions, and we've got some shorts going up and tons of other fun things. We'll be firing. I think the battle station will be fully operational once the Ahsoka series
that's for
kicks
sure.
off.
I mean, never say that's for sure. We don't know.
Yeah, anymore. I don't say anything's for sure because I've... You know how many times I thought we were going to be able to record this podcast the last couple of days? And I'm like, I mean, it's a sure thing. We'll do it this day. We'll do it this
time. Training ourselves in resilience.
Yeah, we are. And oh, my God, yes. We are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Inner peace.
Yes.
Inner peace. Calm. Patience. Patience.
Like Ahsoka.
I say patience. All right, friends. Hey, thank you guys so much. We hope you're having a great time. Hopefully you guys are doing well. Hopefully you enjoyed that trailer and you got some good thoughts for us. With that, thank you so much. And as always, may the Force be with you.